Good evening.
Good evening.
The salutation that I am most comfortable giving in all settings is, let there be peace among us, and let us not be instruments of our own or others' oppression. And it is my sincere belief that that way of life would make a big difference if we would all understand how our actions and behaviors help perpetuate the oppressive systems against which we struggle, and that the peace among us is related to that peace that we have within ourselves, as our Native American brothers have shared with us, that has to have at its root some spiritual place. So on behalf of the Dean and President, Steve Charleston, who was here earlier, some of you may have met him, who's a Choctaw Indian, and my colleague, Dean Karen Montano, who was the dark-skinned woman with the beautiful dreadlocks, I'm happy to invite, to welcome you to the Episcopal Divinity School, an institution that is committed to justice, compassion, and reconciliation. And we have a long history of supporting progressive movements, and we are known as what's left of the left in the Episcopal Church. And we, as some of you may have noticed, share this space with our partners in crime, the Western Jesuit Theological Seminary, which, although they can't say it too loud, is the most progressive seminary in the Roman Catholic Church, and it's probably what's left of the left there, too. And we're here together watching each other's backs, trying to stand up for the truth, no matter what the price, no matter what the cost. So that's who we are. Welcome to this space. This is a sacred space. You should feel safe here. You should feel welcomed here. If for any reason you have any issues or problems, let me know. I don't think you will. I'm from the 3B School of Public Speaking. Do you all know that school of public speaking? It's one that I commend to my students in the homiletics class. It's be brief, be blunt, and be gone. The brief part was what I just said. The blunt part is that the struggle for justice, though it may never end, is a struggle that has to have a point. And it has to have a point rooted in an honest reading of history. It was Maya Angelou who, in the great poem she wrote for Clinton in his second inaugural, said, "History with all of its wrenching pain cannot be unlived, but if faced with courage, need not be lived again." And it is our lack of courage, it is our amnesia, it is our unwillingness to face the oppressive systems that started this country, beginning with the genocide of Native Americans, the enslavement of African Americans, and the blatant and terrible discrimination against all immigrants who have ever come here. The latest wave is getting the same treatment that the wave got 100 years ago, and the wave got 100 years before that. That is the nature of a system that is based on fear. It is the nature of a system whose organizing principle, white supremacy, is based on a double negative. The double negative being, I am not any of the people of color, and I am not any of the people of my previous ancestry. Because to be white is to deny all other ancestries, ethnicities, and identifications. And to come together on the basis of unearned white skin privilege in order to perpetuate injustice against all people of color. And the most horrendous part of the history of this country was the manifest destiny doctrine of the 19th century, which justified the genocide against Native peoples. And our current president is articulating a doctrine of manifest destiny for the world. And don't you believe that he won't do it if we let him get away with it. So as my old friend Mackie McLeod used to say, if you don't like the news, go out and make some of your own. And we're here celebrating some of the people who tried to make news, some of the people who stood up and said what needed to be said and did what needed to be done, affirming their humanity and ours. So as we enjoy the art, as we enjoy the presentations tonight, let us be mindful of our own role of participating in our own oppression and recognize that if we are not intentional, we by our very nature and being and participation in this oppressive system oppress others. And the begone part is to say enjoy yourselves, re-energize yourselves, and remember the words of Bertrand Russell, where there is hope, despair is the coward's part.